joined after our show at noon today for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I'd like to thank our sponsors and, of course, the Republic Broadcasting Network, without whom none of this would be possible. And with that said, I'm going to get right to it. Today, I want to follow up on last week's show. And, of course, anybody listening to last week's show knows that last week's show featured my guest, Lee Brobst. And Lee is an author and legal historian. And Lee has spent the last 40 years working to unravel the matrix of our state and federal legal systems. And his writings can be viewed at his website at www.truthinlaw.net. And Lee's going to join us today after the first break here. And, you know, people apparently have contacted him and said that they don't understand the remedies that he's offering. And he's going to come in and speak about the remedies that are, of course, hidden in plain sight on his website. And, you know, Lee and I both agree that it's absolutely necessary for every individual out there who, you know, would like to be free and would like to understand how our legal system really works, that it's going to be necessary for each individual to go out and educate himself in the law. He's going to have to take the time to read and to understand the legal system so, you know, that he can understand what's ahead of us and, you know, what's fixing to happen. And with that said, again, the website, for those of you who missed the show last week, is www.truthinlaw.net. And I'm sure that nobody out there could possibly have had enough time to read and fully digest, you know, what Lee has written on this magnificent site in only a single week. Today is August the 21st, 2010. I'm your host, Phil Posderick. And I want to apologize for everybody. I was late tuning in this morning, and they started a rebroadcast of a previous show. And I realized I've got only 1 minute to introduce the show today. As always, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that comes on directly before us. And I want to thank all the people at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today, I just want to talk about the unconstitutionality of, you know, how everyone in this country is acting and what I've found out and what I've learned from talking with all the authors and the people who have written books. Dr. Robert Rowan and Ronald Peter McDonald, the authors of They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency, authors like Lee Brobst.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank all my listeners, and I want to apologize again. I was a little late tuning in this morning. Got to writing my show this morning, and my thoughts ran longer than I had anticipated. I looked at the clock at about 20 minutes till, and the next time I looked up, it was after 10. So, again, I apologize for the late start. And as always, I'd like to thank the folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network who give me this time to rail on about what's wrong and what needs to be done to fix our country. The more I study and the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. But now, thanks to legal scholars like Ronald Peter McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan, who are the authors of They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, and legal historians like Lee Brobes, who has greatly enhanced my understanding of how, why, what has happened, and what it is that continues to happen in the legal world, I owe a great debt to Jerry Kirk, an attempting servant of God, who's shown us all the way out of Babylon through his gathering offering at Freedom Dash School. You can, search for They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency on Google. You can read Lee Brobes' works at his website, www.truthinlaw.net. And, I ask you, don't suffer from mental sloth. Get going. Start reading. As Sir Edward Coke stated, knowledge of the law is like a deep well, out of which each man draweth according to the strength of his understanding. That means the more time you study, the more you'll understand. And this is Lee Brobes' message. Prepare yourself for the coming disruption of our lives. Get yourself ready so that you at least have an understanding of what's happening when the next financial disaster strikes. And I can assure you, I'm not fear-mongering, but I can assure you that it's coming. The only thing I can't do is time the crisis, because the crisis is a phenomenon that's based on human emotion. And why, you may ask, am I certain that significant and unavoidable financial disaster lies somewhere in our not-too-distant future? Well, it's quite simple, really. The financial system is designed to repeatedly collapse. The purpose of the collapse is to return the collateral, read that as all the land, the buildings, and all the means of production, including the people, to the modern slave masters, who are also known as the international bankers. But never do we people ask ourselves questions like, do we need these international bankers? Do we need a government? Should money be created as debt with interest? No. And why? Because we're conditioned to go along and get along by the public fool system. The primary conditioning is, do as you're told. Obey, obey, obey. Obey the gods of the television set. Emulate these false celebrities and politicians. They're exactly the same things. They're the false gods that the Ten Commandments tells us, thou shalt not put false gods before me. But back to my point, I want to speak today in the simplest terms I know. I want to spell it out for those who don't understand the big words and the legal concepts. The financial system, the debt credit system, the Federal Reserve system, it was set up by the European monarchies. That would be the kings of Europe. Careful now, that's some of that slave speak. Don't start believing that the word king means that, they're divinely inspired and given things by God. These things aren't true, but that's what we believe. And these kings have put in place contracts where they own everything. It's not actually that simple. It's a little more complex than that. But still, it's a simple concept that the kings of Europe and the Pope, who, remember, is the representative of the Holy Roman Empire and the Universal Catholic Church, and all of our laws are based on canon law. And so the ultimate owner of the land, the people, and the means of production is the Universal Catholic Church. Read that, the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. Funny how that works, isn't it? Funny how it's they have the same initials, the Uniform Commercial Code and the Universal Catholic Church. And strange how the canons of law and the canons of the military have the same effect. Now, if we remember that the Vatican owns, in fee simple, all the land, and that the Rothschilds and the Jews and generals are the bankers of the Vatican, and since all wealth comes from the land, that is, the gold and silver are part of the land, and of course, food comes from the land. So the Holy Roman Empire and their Jewish bankers, after all, said Christ said that we should throw the money changers out of the temple, so the Pope and the Catholics can't be the world's bankers, even though he owns all the land, all the money, which of course represents all the wealth, and he uses the kings and the monarchies and the Jews to accomplish the goals of a one-world government by the Universal Catholic Church, and that they enslave all of mankind through the credit and debt system. That was a lot to say. So in other words, and again, I'm trying to keep this simple. I'm trying to use the simplest words that I can find. In other words, we the people, meaning all the 14th Amendment citizens of the United States, are debt slaves by choice. Now back on point. The debt credit system is designed to fail. They knew this way back in 1934 when it was being implemented. One of my listeners sent me an article from the Chicago Tribune. And there was a cartoon, and it said, the way to make it fail is spend, 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 spend. And, of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the New Deal implemented this. But, of course, the groundwork was laid way before this, all the way back in the Civil War under the tyrannical dictator Abraham Lincoln, who is supposedly the great Republican. But, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. He was the first and the greatest tyrant in American history. And the Civil War was fought to lay the groundwork to bring the Federal Reserve Bank back into the United States since its charter was ended back in 1836 under Andrew Jackson. And he knew these bankers were a den of vipers and thieves. So we know the problem's in the financial system. It's in the debt credit system. But what's wrong with the system? Well, again, in principle, it's quite simple. The continual borrowing of money without a repayment schedule will always end in a debasement of the currency. In simpler terms, the process of lending money at interest will eventually become such a drag on an economy that all the work, all your labor, all the money will be required to pay the interest on the debt to the international bankers. That means there will be no money to pay for any kind of services from the government, none whatsoever. So before we get out of hand here, let's think about it. Who receives the interest on the debt? Who benefits from the congressional policy of go now and pay later? This policy of go now and pay later is the problem. Follow the money. In a republic, Article 1, Section 10 says you must pay now. With asset-based public money, you have to pay your private debts. So keep this in mind. The money should be public. The debts should be private. Now, if you trust the Congress with your checkbook, then they'll spend your money on programs that you ask for until you must perform at every instance your whole life to pay the interest on the borrowed money that the Congress spent on your behalf. Now, we the people never ask ourselves, who are we the people? And you might be unpleasantly surprised to find out that according to a legal dictionary, a person is an individual, an organization, and or a corporation. Now, I'm here to tell you that each and every U.S. citizen has been converted into a corporation, which is owned by the Master Trust of the United States, which is itself an incorporated association. Yes, I said own. And since you are the owned animate, meaning moving property, of the United States, you're the animate property of the United States, then the Congress may make all needful rules and regulations to dispose of the territory or other property belonging to the United States. That's you and I and every other 14th Amendment citizen slave of the United States. So if you don't think the system will fail, just get out a pen and a paper and just do some quick math. The current national debt's about $13 trillion. Now, how do they finance the debt? Well, they issue, the Treasury issues, T-bills and T-bonds, which, of course, the rating agencies rate AAA, full faith and credit of the U.S. government. Then they turn around and they exchange these bonds with the Fed. The Fed turns around and they sell the T-bills and T-bonds to, quote-unquote, investors. Well, who are most of these investors? Well, let's think about it. Before we go on to who the investors are, you know, who's the holder of record and what does he get? Usually a T-bill or a T-bond pays a coupon. It pays, you know, of course, 30-year T-bills usually pay about 4%. So you can think of it in terms of the United States has borrowed $13 trillion at 4% interest. Now that's $520 billion a year interest that need be not be spent at all. We don't have to issue this money in the form of a debt. We can issue the money as currency. And, of course, this is how the Constitution was set up, that people would go out and they would mine the gold and the silver from the land that they owned. They would take it to the Treasury, who would coin it, and then they would spend the money into circulation to pay their private debts. But, of course, we now know that it's estimated that the U.S. has about $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And we know the Congress is going to continue to borrow and spend to cover the costs of the promises that have been made in the past, these $100 million. And I think I hear the music there, and that means we have to go back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before the break, I was just telling you to get out a pen and a piece of paper and do some quick numbers. Right now, the national debt's somewhere around $13 trillion, but we have unfunded liabilities, a $20 trillion unfunded liability that was created by George W. back in 2004, this, you know, Prescription Drug Act. But, you know, anyhow, we have $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And if you take 4% of that, it's really easy to figure. That's $4 trillion a year. Okay, that's current. Now, when you consider that they claim that our economy was $14 trillion, but basically they double count everything, and half of that, or about $7.5 trillion, was just artificial money created by Wall Street paper shuffling. There was no goods. There was no services created. These guys bundled up paper and traded it. And so, you know, with a stroke of a pen, you know, these people on Wall Street can make money out of thin air. They can, you know, just control 97% of the wealth, 3% of the people control, because they can just, you know, create this public debt. And you, they've got your checkbook. You get to pay it back. So if we look at who gets the money of this, you know, this $520 billion currently, that's interest on the national debt, it goes to the people that have purchased the T-bills and the T-bond. Now, that used to be American citizens primarily. But now the country's owned by, I think Japan's the largest holder, but Japan and China both have about $1 trillion worth of T-bills and T-bonds. Saudi Arabia has something like $500 billion worth, and Europe has over $500 billion worth. So, I mean, just right off the top of my head, there's about $3 trillion of the foreign debt that's owned by, you know, people who are, you know, clearly, you know, not our kind of people. you know, they're not Christians in Saudi Arabia. The Japanese and the Chinese aren't Christians. The Japanese and the Chinese are, you know, are totalitarians. You know, they're clearly communists. Japan, I don't know what kind of government they got over there, but it's surely not, well, it's a democracy. It's a communist form of government. But just think, you know, the way this works. Think of running your household on a bunch of credit cards. You know, you get 20 credit cards. You know, you got about $5,000 a month in expenses. You know, this month you put $5 on a card. Next month you put $10 on a card. You know, $5 to cover the first $5 and $5 for the second month. The third month it's $15 plus interest. You know, in a year, you know, it's $60,000. In 10 years, it's $600,000. In 20 years, it's $1.2 million. You know, in 40 years, it's $2.4 million plus compound interest. If you haven't paid it, if you've accrued the interest, you know, by the time you die at 78 years old, you know, you'd probably owe $10 million just borrowing $5,000 a month to pay normal bills. So just imagine that every American would just borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow. It's exactly what the Congress is doing. And the reason that the Congress is doing this, make no mistake, is because you are asking them to. You're petitioning them. You're demanding that the Congress act above and beyond the enumerated powers that were given in the Constitution. You know, every American wants the best of both worlds. He wants the public law to protect him, and he wants to be entered into private law. Now, every American's like a spoiled child. He's been taught there's checks in the checkbooks, and you were born and bred to shop. Shop until you drop. Consume, consume, consume. Until the debt consumes us in the American way and everything the American way stands for. Now, the Congress clearly has the power to end the bankruptcy of the United States. And, of course, until they end the bankruptcy of the United States, all debt is public. You live in a commune. You live under communitarian law. You have to give away your God-given inalienable rights and accept privileges from the state. But the Congress, they can eliminate the debt with the stroke of a pen. They can end the bankruptcy of the United States. They can issue asset-based currency. They can return the United States to its Republican form of government, which is guaranteed. And, of course, the Republican form of government still exists. That's what I was talking about earlier. There's a dual system of law. There's the de jure system, then there's the de facto system. But everyone lives in the de facto system by virtue of their entanglement with the Federal Reserve and the debt credit system. That means the rule of law, government by the sovereign state citizens of the United States, and pay as you go with asset-based public money for private debt. We've got to end the bankruptcy and end the public debt. We've got to go back to the rule of law instead of mob rule. Or pretty soon you're going to see we're going to have martial law in this country. We're only one good crisis away from martial law, as can be attested by the threats with Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke leveled at the Congress back in 2008 during the financial meltdown. Hank Paulson threatened the Congress that there would be martial law in the United States if the TARP bill wasn't passed. And of course, this is treason and terrorism. This is a corporate takeover of the United States by the Federal Reserve. And of course, this is an act of terrorism. You can go read it for yourself. Go find the Patriot Act. It says any person or group of persons who would use weapons of mass destruction to overthrow the government of the United States as a terrorist. Well, we'll be back to talk about terrorism in just a few minutes here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we were talking about terrorism before I went to the break. And I was saying that I have identified the terrorist. And primarily, they are George W., Hank Paulson, Ben Bernanke, and the members of the Federal Reserve, now Timothy Geithner, our Treasury Secretary, who works for a foreign government, the International Monetary Fund. These people are foreign agents. They've taken over the country through a hostile takeover. And we're only one good crisis away from going to martial law. And go read the Patriot Act for yourself. I'm not making this up. It says, any person or group of person who would use weapons of mass destruction to overthrow the government of the United States, a terrorist. Well, ask yourself, didn't Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke used financial weapons of mass destruction, $20 trillion worth of collateralized debt obligation and credit default swaps, which sunk the entire financial system, all big 11 of the Wall Street firms. So they used financial weapons of mass destruction to threaten a unit of the government, that would be the Congress. So they threatened the Congress that if you don't pass this, we'll have martial law in America tomorrow. And they overthrew the government by placing themselves above the law. It said right in the original three-page document that Hank Paulson handed to George Bush that no administrative court or other body can review what they do with that money under the TARP. And we know the Congress, under the terms of the Federal Reserve Act, can't even audit the Federal Reserve. But as Lee Brobst has pointed out, the American people are just totally clueless. They got no idea what's wrong, and they got no concept of how to fix it. But they continue their unconstitutional actions, where we the people, and let's examine that. Who are we the people? That's all the U.S. corporations do constantly petition the Congress to spend now and pay later for all kinds of benefits, like Social Security, We want free health care. We want low-interest mortgage loans. We want federal loan guarantees from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We want Medicaid, Medicare, unemployment benefits, food stamps, welfare. And, of course, we, the people, consistently petition the government for endless war. Yes, we ask them to give us war because we need war so that we can keep the system going, so that we can borrow more money from the credit debt system, so that we can provide jobs to produce the heavy steel that makes up the planes and the trains and the ships and the bombs that keep the factories humming away and our workers employed and the fat owners of the military-industrial complex fat and happy. Yes, the military-industrial complex corporations are people too. The Supreme Court said so. All corporations are people, and they control all the money, or 3% of the people control 97% of the money. I think I've identified the terrorists, but like it or not, we have anti-hate legislation that protects the purveyors of this miscarriage of justice, the lawyers of the Congress and the Senate of the United States, who routinely write laws for those most favored people who petition the Congress with hundreds of lobbyists and millions of dollars in perks, low interest rate loans, and of course the most powerful person, the Federal Reserve Bank, even though he's a foreigner, much like the current president. All the people, I say all, I mean 97% of all the people who are 14th Amendment slaves, they think it's all right to allow the Federal Reserve to own us and our land without work by means of toxic currency that places a lien on all your work and conveys your work to the owner of your corporation, the one who sold you into bondage by virtue of your birth certificate, which is evidence that you owe your percentage of the debt. So what's the point, you ask? The point is, we the people, having enslaved ourselves, insist on remaining slaves. I've spoken with dozens of people. I've explained the facts as I'm explaining them to you here as I understand them. I've shown them that there's two legal systems in the United States, the de jure legal system, or the lawful system of the Republic of the Union of States, with Article III courts, where almost no one lives, in the Republic of the States United, under a lawful de jure government and the literal interpretation and strict meaning of the Constitution. But 97% of all Americans are 14th Amendment slaves. They are the other property that is managed and disposed of under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution. They are petitioning the government to act illegally. And to this point, I want to bring up and read some excerpts from a very important court case from an article written by Lee Brooks. And you can find this at his site, www.truthinlaw.net. Now, this is a Michigan Supreme Court case where the Indian tribe sued the United States for fishing rights. The author of this article, Lee Brobst, feels that the case below is so important that I have repeated excerpts here. I am a firm believer that the courts are not corrupt. It's the people that are corrupt by wanting the best of both sides of the law, both public and private law. And they go to court based upon the wrong premise. And the judges go ballistic and then they blame the judges. Now, as the court noted in United States of America versus State of Michigan, number M26-73, CA, 1979, before the filing of the complaint and continuously during the course of these proceedings, the State of Michigan and certain individually named state officials have acted in derogation of the vested aboriginal and federal rights of the plaintiff Indian tribes. The conflict between the state and tribal fishermen is notorious. Scarcely a day goes by without an article appearing in one or more of the state's major newspapers concerning the controversy. That it is a passionate issue is exemplified by a recent, wholly improper attempt to influence this court through the circulation of petitions among sports fishermen, which urged that the court rule against the Indians. The circulation of petition is an action diametrically at odds with the methods of access to the courts mandated by the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. This misguided action gave thousands of people the erroneous impression that constitutional rights are a matter of popular contest. This was a corruption of the concept of the federal judicial system. In a democracy, many times people violate constitutional and inalienable rights. The United States courts exist to ensure guaranteed constitutional rights against the tyranny of popular majorities. The court made it very clear that this case was not a 14th Amendment citizen case. The court also went back 12,000 years and stated that personal rights were the same then as today. The court, in essence, stated a truism. The law never changes. It's your access to the law that is in constant change. Each person can restore the Constitution by stop putting demands on government that are outside the enumerated powers. What was the subject matter of this case? A written treaty agreed to by both the United States government and the Indian tribes premised on the United States Constitution. Now, what is the treaty between the people of the United States and the government of the United States? It's the Constitution. The Constitution is a written charter whereby the people formed an incorporated association under the common law that is evidenced by that document that spells out what the duties of the government are. The Constitution does not restrict the individual's right to contract into an unincorporated association under private international law should they desire. The Constitution must provide you free access to the law of your choice, or the Constitution becomes a dictatorship. And there you have it. So the people have contracted and given up the Constitution under private international law. They have signed up to give money to the Ecclesiastic Trust. They've donated their estate to the trust. And with that said, I'm going to go to our first caller. I understand we have Randy holding in California. Randy, how are you this fine Saturday morning?
Pretty good. I just got back from the gym. Had a real good workout. Lost 70 pounds since October.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you do the P90X, or did you have a lap band, or how'd you do it?
No, I just totally changed the way I ate, started juicing, started doing smoothies, and, you know, cut out all the crap.
Well, you know, and I've recently found out that eating fruits properly is the most important diet tip that you can, because it gives you all the carbohydrates and all the sugar that you need, but it buffers
sure
you with plenty of fiber.
Yep.
But now, if you eat fruits wrong, they can actually be detrimental. So if I would eat a heavy meal of meat, say, and then I would eat fruit as a dessert, that fruit would rot in my gut, and this would be unhealthful. So we should always eat our fruit on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so, but anyways, what I want to comment on, you were saying we're one step away from martial law. Well, my understanding is we are under martial law, because the Reconstruction Act after the Civil War, I have a letter from a senator, it's just a copy, but it says the Reconstruction Acts, they have never been repealed. So
what year is the law of the Reconstruction Act?
God, I don't even know, probably 1867 or 8.
And I tend to agree with you. Lincoln was a dictator who acted unlawfully by forcing the seceding states to stay in the Union. He called them rebels when, in fact, he was the one breaking the law. They had every right to secede.
I totally agree. And the Tenth Amendment, we state can do anything at once, as long as it doesn't violate, you know, the Constitution. But that's why you see the U.S. flag in the courtrooms. That's why like all these people.
I agree with you. We're under this de facto law, this dual legal system, this hallucination, this illusion, this delusion that, you know, we live in a republic. We don't live in a republic anymore. A democracy is a communist form of government.
Sure.
We live in a socialist state. Everyone who has a socialist security card is a card-carrying practicing communist.
Yep.
Myself
that's why,
included.
That's why I canceled my social security number. Of course, he sent me back a BS letter citing U.S. versus Kim, why I can't cancel my Social Security number. But Kim was a foreigner. He was an alien. He wasn't a citizen. I mean, it's just such a big... I mean, if people in this country only knew how crooked this government has been for the longest time, I mean, there'd be a revolution tomorrow.
It amazes me the persistence and the steps. I mean, to me, it goes right back to 1836 when Andrew Jackson threw out the charter of the U.S. Bank. From 1836 until the 1860s, until the Civil War, these international bankers worked tirelessly to get back in the bank. And the president wouldn't let them in. And so they fought the Civil War to make sure to collapse the financial system and make everybody borrow a bunch of money to fight the war so that the international bankers could get back in. And then at the end of the war, they did the 14th Amendment thing, you know, with this subject to citizen to give privileges to the slaves. But what they also did was they created a second-class citizen, this 14th Amendment slave. And what they did then is they committed, you know, it's effectively genocide against the state citizens. And
I'm a California state citizen.
By tricking you to pledge allegiance to the United States, you've committed treason internationally against the country of your birth. You swore allegiance to a different country. And Americans have, they're not taught that these, that each state is a separate country under international law.
Yep, I have case law that says that exactly. But you know what's funny is, have you ever seen the U.S. civil flag, the peacetime flag? Have you ever seen a picture of that?
You know, I kind of looked for it last week, but no, I've never really seen one.
All you got to do is type in the search engine, U.S. civil flag, a peacetime flag. It'll pop up. And also, that flag is mentioned in the book, The Scarlet Letter. It's like the first four or five pages. You'll read where it talks about the civil flag.
I've read about this, and I'm not sure if it's fact or fiction with the vertical stripes.
It's fact. I've done the research. It's fact.
You've done the research? So it's blue stars on a white field with vertical stripes is the peacetime flag.
Yep, sure is. It's on the internet. I mean, just put in U.S. civil flag peacetime and you see what pops up.
But you know, I did a show on information and disinformation a while back.
Yeah.
And this is one of the dangers of the internet, is there's a lot of disinformation out there that's purposely put there by the powers that be in order to keep us breaking the law. And, of course, they've made all these laws to make sure that no one can comply with all the 60 million codes and rules and regulations.
Right. The only thing is, I knew about it before it was on the internet. I mean, I had personal knowledge about that flag before you could find that on the internet.
Well, it seems to make sense to me. And, of course, you know, the gold fringe flag is the flag of the Admiralty, which basically means that we are under martial law and that the president is a dictator and that there is no separation of powers as determined by the Constitution, except for sovereign state citizens who are under the literal and strict interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, I've tried to argue my sovereignty before in court, and they just laugh at me. But that's okay, because I'm getting better at their game. I'm the one who called you last week about, I asked the judge, is this a constitutional court, a judicial due process?
Uh-huh.
And then the next week when we had the hearing, the cop never showed up. Because, see, I believe when you say, is this a constitutional court, a judicial due process, you now just made it an Article III court. That's my belief.
I've heard a whole bunch of things about going to court. Now, Jerry tells me that when he goes to court, the first thing that he steps across the bar, he says, nothing acknowledged, nothing granted. And so what this means is that he challenges their jurisdiction over him. He doesn't grant them jurisdiction, and he doesn't acknowledge their jurisdiction. And where jurisdiction is challenged, then jurisdiction must be proved. And there's seven different points of jurisdiction that must be proved. They're challenged. Now, I've read in different places that there's different ways to challenge jurisdiction or to change the venue. And one of those ways was to, you know, use the words that the flesh lives, the blood flows. I come here seeking remedy. Because you're an administrative court.
Yep.
If you say that you're a living person and you're not a corporation, they can only act on the corporation because they're a political fiction.
Yep.
And so when you tell them...
That's why the judge is an administrative judge for the DMV. But you have to bring that out.
Then what they'll do is they'll take a break and they'll come back as a maritime judge or a captain of a ship. And so then you'll have to say that you're, you know, flesh lives, the blood flows, and that... you come seeking cure and maintenance. And then as the captain of the ship, you being a seaman, he must give you the maximum cure that's available on the ship. So what he'll do is he'll again take a break, and he'll go and he'll change into, I'm told, something blue. Blue pants, as an example, because blue is an ecclesiastic color. And right. Now he comes back to the court as the high priest. So now you're in a different court again.
Right.
And now you have to tell him that your flesh lives, your blood flows, and that there's no one between you and the Creator. And right. This puts him in dishonor.
You gotta go, you know.
I'll stay tuned, Randy.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I guess we've lost our caller, Randy, in California. But before the break, I was talking about being in dishonor. And this is how the legal system works, as I understand it, is that you're either in honor or you're in dishonor. And there's only two kind of people in the United States anymore. And this is according to private international law. And, of course, this is only if you're one of the 97% of people who are 14th Amendment citizen slaves. And it works like this, that you sign up for this international law, and then under private international law, which is not publicly enacted law in the United States, but it is Title 15, Chapter 42, Section 1602, CD&E, which basically says there's only two kind of people in the United States. Under the bankruptcy, there's creditors who have loaned monies and debtors who owe money. And so, since the debt is public And since we're each a beneficiary of the public trust, that we've entered into this private law with the IRS, and we owe taxes, tribute, for protection. But we got to talking to some folks last week, and they tell us that the government, you know, and it's been established in numerous cases, owes us no protection, no security. If we're injured, they don't have any liability. So basically, we pay tribute for security, but the contract is such that they don't owe us any consideration or any security. So I think that's just incredible, and it speaks to what Randy was saying about the incredible corruption of the system and the way that the system has been folded around all these legal angles until actually we have this matrix, this hallucination, this cyber world, this unreal system of de facto law that totally contradicts the rule of law. You know, and they say, oh, it's in the spirit. The Congress is interpreting the Constitution in, you know, the spirit of the Constitution. But, of course, you know, when you look at it in total, and as I've said before, that this all started back to, you know, 1836, when Andrew Jackson, you know, threw the international bankers out and the U.S. Chartered Bank out. And they worked tirelessly for, you know, 30 years to create this second-class citizen. And after they created the second-class citizen, then, of course, they wrote the Federal Reserve Act to put the money power in place. And then, of course, the New Deal in 1933. So it took them all the way from 1866 until 1934 until they're accepted into the bankruptcy in order to completely corporately take over the United States. And again, this committed genocide against the free sovereign citizens of the state who were the masters to the Congress's, you know, they were the servants. And again, I'm trying to make this simple to understand. These, you know, 14th Amendment citizens, you know, 97% of Americans have signed a contract with an unincorporated association. These contracts are outside the protection of the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. Now, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution is the original organic Constitution. But the laws that we're signing, these are private international laws that we have requested, where we've been tricked into agreeing to by our public fool system. We have been purposefully conditioned by the public fool system to not have the values and standards of our parents. I want to thank one of my listeners for sending me this book on the dumbing down of our youth, which, you know, explains the incestuous nature and the dangerous methods that are being employed to indoctrinate our children into the debt-credit system. Oh, we're to the end of the first hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional along the Republic Broadcasting.
With recent internet.